long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, in a galaxy far, 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 far away. A group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons, probably the most awesome of all Dungeons and Dragons games. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on...
Botched?
Botched?
Monarchists in the lesbian mafia trying to turn cars gay, making me drive them real fast through these tubes. God damn it, people. Tubes. Wake up. Wake up.
Miss Susie. Welcome back, listeners, to the 25th episode of our fifth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time as the racers have just taken off. There was a horn... and everyone went. So, as far as turns go, we're not going to do initiative or anything like that. It's sort of everything's moving uniformly. It's just
real time. All right, I'm rolling in real time. That's an 18.
The pads.
That's an 8.
Rolls faster wins.
It's like
give me all your d20s.
Space Duel or whatever that game was that we played. It was chaos.
Commanders.
Space Commanders.
I forget what it was, but
it's a great game.
But essentially, like, the worst pads are just going to slowly lag behind.
Mm.
But, you know, I will call out, like, whenever it's your group's turn, and then you can do whatever it is on that particular turn, and, you know, so on and so forth. We don't have to do the initiative thing.
I have a question.
You guys will go before everyone else, but, yeah.
We all have our individual cards, right?
Pads,
yes.
Yes.
Space pads. And they're about 6 feet wide each.
Space pads.
So, yeah.
Space pads.
So... as I was saying before, the rules are that you can't take anybody out while the cameras are watching. There are certain places where there are not cameras watching. You guys had a special heads-up display put in your things for certain...
Mm-hmm.
Whatchamacallit?
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it would just give you like little alerts to let you know when cam's off. Be afraid.
Secret passages.
And secret
way.
Passages. Yep.
You gave us shit, too, and I didn't write any of it down.
I wrote it down, but I was drunk, and I can't read my writing.
Well, that's a problem.
What does trog plot mean?
What the fuck does trog plot mean?
That's not that's a great question.
We did not tell you trog plot.
I'm just going to close my book.
6 ounce balls.
Trog plot?
Got a large bat.
Do you have a bat?
Like baseball or...
Wait, Katie, you got a...
Yeah. This is shit for the ship.
Zorthax, you have bats? Because I've got ball. I've got a bunch of balls.
One of you has a case
inventory.
Of beer.
Both of them have a case of beer.
Yeah. Which is secured. Mm-hmm. So you know, whatever. But
I got
so
a couple jugs of almond milk.
You stand in your pads, and as I was saying before, the steering section just comes right up to like wherever your comfortable position would be, and it's like a Game Gear sort of thing. So it's still.
He keeps saying it's still.
It's a Nintendo Switch. Like it's 20.
I don't have a Switch.
Yeah, but you know what they are.
One.
You know what they are.
I've never seen it.
You've probably had them longer in your life than a fucking Game Gear, ever.
Thank you, Alex.
Nintendo Switch has been around longer than the Confederacy.
It's actually true.
Hashtag
4 years?
So,
has it been that long?
As you guys just immediately take off, there are a total of 54 racers, because there was 50 plus you four. So.
Yeah.
Take a picture of Splatoon, but then like gray it out, and then
blue
write,
and gray
like, blue, like these colors don't run.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, there'd be 53 because AJ's pad was already registered.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I said there were 50 people there.
In the stands?
No.
God damn it, I hate you.
So
do the stands move with the cars? Like, are they following the action?
That's what the cameras are for.
Hover stands.
It's like Jabba's barge follows us.
So it gives you sort of like a, not a HUD, but it...
Hold on to your seats, bitches!
It gives you like
martini.
It gives you like a holographic display of like the immediate upcoming area. And it looks like it's a... not shallow, but it's a fairly low-rounded, it's not anything super dangerous in terms of shape, valley that sort of snakes its way through.
Do we have a map?
Like I said, it just puts a...
No, I meant like here in studio.
I have one right here.
Okay.
Pass it.
Nope. It's got things on it.
Can't have it. You didn't pay for the gyroscope martini glass?
You bougie motherfucker. Yeah.
No, I'll go through that stuff. But so because your pads can fly, they've put these little floating droids or drones above where like the edges of the cavern are. So if you try and fly above it, it'll zap you with an EMP and your thing will just crash. Not crash, but just turn off.
So what you're saying is we should stay in our lanes?
You have to stay below
wow.
the top of the whatchamacallit.
No, don't rise up.
Yeah, don't rise up. Stay
or
down.
Seize the means.
Where you belong, on the bottom.
All of I you. Love this boot on me.
It's rubber.
So, at least it's not the government.
So
steel toe tastes best.
You're automatically flying at full speed unless you do something differently. So...
Is there only
is
one
there
speed?
Any reason for us not to?
I mean, I'm assuming... Well, no, because
yeah,
you can
there's
throttle up and
rabbit.
Down.
Just turtle and rabbit.
You just okay. throttle up and down. So you can, like, slow down if you want, speed up if you want.
Where's the clutch?
Is there a... Yeah.
There's no gears.
Literally is just, there a brake?
How does...
It's like a Game Gear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a Game Gear.
So oh, so there's got, one gear.
It's got two buttons on the side. Speed up, speed down.
No, it's just game.
The Game Gear.
Pad racing ain't a game, it's alive.
It is a Game Gear because the screen in the middle is what shows you the map, so there you go.
Did you insert the cartridge, though?
But your battery's
oh, like
die.
Wii U.
Well, here, if you just get a cigarette lighter converter and you can plug a power strip into that bad boy, then your Game Gear works all day.
You can fling TVs at people.
I got a Nokia N-Gage.
Okay.
Never gonna break.
So,
okay.
As the race starts out...
I go.
Well, yeah, everyone. I mean, you're all going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's gonna take four episodes.
What do you guys? That's what I was telling you earlier. But no. Is there anything you guys want to do in particular? Like, try and space yourselves out.
I
want to
go
way?
Fast.
You're like I said. You're already going full speed.
I'm cracking a beer.
All right, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going fast.
I want to try to play the angle to try to cut off some other drivers.
Okay, because there are some rocky.
Outcroppings.
I guess you call them outcroppings, just sort of debris in the way. But I mean, they're not hard to avoid. But if you're trying to cut somebody off so they run into it, that's something you could try and do.
Who's in front of
them? Yeah,
that's what I'm. Gonna
you're all kind of together at the moment.
Who's next to me?
Them.
Who's on the other side?
I think when we had lined up, Washington was the one that was the furthest to the right.
Okay.
So he would be on your right, and one of those would be on your left.
We are spicy today.
I know, Jesus.
Imagine what happens when Civil War really breaks out.
We'll be doing this full time.
From prison.
Delete our YouTube channel if that happens.
It's too late. It's too late.
So, yeah.
It's backed up.
So, I mean, you can go in whatever order you... Or we can designate who goes when. I don't give a shit. How do you want to do it?
I crack a beer.
Okay. You crack a beer. You're drinking while driving.
Yes.
I crack an almond milk.
All right. Anybody else?
I throw a beer as hard as I can. In front of me.
Okay.
Hits you in the face.
That's a 20.
But you throw it really far in front of you.
And then I'm going to try to catch it. And then crack it. And drink it.
Oh,
like
nice.
Smooth guy.
Dex.
Yeah, smooth guy McGillicuddy 21.
You catch it. You're not...
These pads? Are we like surfing on
it
them?
It stings
or?
A little bit.
I got testicles all over, dude.
Yeah, super sensitive testicles.
Testicles?
So it stings.
Okay.
But you caught it. It's fine. You didn't, like, didn't tear your limb off.
I crack it, and I just chug it.
Nice.
Right into my tank.
The fans at home watching are just going crazy. It zoomed in on this. They're like, this is either going to be amazing or terrible. And they're like, it's amazing! Oh, my God! And they're piping in the sound of people cheering and shit. It's like football games today.
It's always playing in Yakisha's head.
Of course. Of course.
No, literally, he's got it on repeat.
Yeah. Just screaming.
AJ always hears cheering.
Yeah.
Do you think Yakisha has his own theme music that's playing in his head?
No, like I said, it's just constant screaming.
Mm.
Yeah.
Washington, what are you doing?
I'm trying to cut someone off near the rocks, as
Alrighty.
What kind of roll do you want? I rolled an 18 on the die.
Dex. There's piloting
skill.
Well,
make that a 19.
I was going to say 12.
What'd you say? 19?
Yeah.
So you start to veer over. You're getting a little bit in front of somebody who's pretty... You could tell it's a shittier ship than you.
Yeah. Poor-ass motherfucker.
You're noticing as you're trying to move that your controls seem to be a bit laggy. Like, it's not responding super fast to what you're telling it to do, but it is. It's responding. It's just a little lag.
Oh, Tony Pepperoni fucked with you.
Fucking Vadger.
So, yeah. So you've moved a little bit in front of somebody. Do you want to try and dex again to, like, go out of the way so they run into a rock or something, or...
If there's a good straightaway coming, can I try to like reboot my steering system?
You can.
Because I don't like this delay.
Do a mechanical engineering.
The latency.
That's just something I'm good at. 17.
This Game Gear isn't connected to the hard line
of the
batteries
are
itself.
Low.
It's on
so
Wi-Fi.
You run a diagnostic in your thing, and you can tell that there's some sort of device on the bottom of your pad that is fucking with your pad.
Okay, so instead of trying to crash them into the rocks,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna like just get a hair above them and try to like scrape the bottom off with their like using them.
With their head?
Like their wing? No, I'm not going to... I'm on camera. I can't kill them.
Okay. All right, I see what you're going to do.
You could also use the rocks.
Rocks, too.
Yeah, I'll try to skim over the rock instead.
All right, intelligence?
Without losing speed.
Without...
Smart-ass AJ. Well, a 4 on the die. And my intelligence is +4, so how that is an 8?
So you really don't do a great job of judging, plus the lagging controls... Your pad.
You're not
just...
gonna high low me to see if I hit the rock or if I.
Oh,
just
you're gonna
the
hit
rock.
The rock. Yeah, you're hitting the rock.
Or I could miss it completely.
He's right.
Hitting the rock. Yeah.
You're gonna hit the rock. It's gonna deal some damage. It's not gonna totally destroy your pad, but it's gonna deal some damage. You guys just started off, so you're not going top speed
what,
yet.
There's not a chance that I misjudge it the other direction. I can only misjudge it into the rock.
You rolled an 8.
8 crit fail.
Okay.
I crash
okay.
My
okay.
Speeder.
Okay. Okay.
Say so we give him a high low.
High or low.
I want someone that's not you to roll that high low because I don't trust
no!
you to say
I got it.
High right,
low.
Hi.
77 on the die.
Okay. It's a good thing because I rolled a 3.
Sure you did, bud. Sure
okay.
You did.
So, yeah, so you just misjudge the rock and fly over it because your controls are wonky. So, so then the valley starts to turn to the left, and there's more of these rocky outcroppings that are developing, but also people are starting to get a little more aggressive because they are taking a cue from AJ Washington and trying to sort of steer without running into people into rocks. Salvager's guy, as well as the 4 crime bosses, are also very much into this idea and trying to run people off the road.
What's Salvager's racer's name?
His name is
Tony Pepperoni.
That's what I said already.
Okay, it's Tony Pepperoni.
I know him very well. There's 50 racers.
I'm not telling you all.
What's all of their names?
We're gonna get them one by one.
Alphabetically.
And their number.
1.
24.
2. 3.
24.
4.
The Rainbow Racer, 24.
Mm-hmm. Fuck off. So yeah, so there's more of these rocks coming up. Is there anything else you guys are gonna do or just try and stay out of trouble?
I'm staying out of trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go full speed!
Okay.
Try to take the lead of the packs.
Okay. Yeah. You're
good.
No problem. Zipping ahead. As the valley starts to curve a little bit.
You're a real curvy valley girl.
Joran and Zorthox. Zorthax?
Zorthox.
Zorthox.
Never remember.
Write it down.
Zorthox.
It's written down there, but it's behind the monitor.
Yeah, but if you had it written down in front of
you. Yeah, I do have it written down somewhere, but I don't have it right in front of me.
You
right
should have it right on your,
anyways,
your tower on a sticky note.
Joran,
right on your DM screen.
I don't have a DM screen. Joran and Zorthox, you guys, when you guys go to turn
DM
with
wall.
The valley, you end up turning against it and going more towards the wall.
Quinoa.
That's not
AKA
right.
Into the other drivers.
Okay, I don't do
why?
That.
Why?
I don't know.
Salvager.
You got
so
shit,
then
you
I
got
turned to the
fucking...
other side, and now is it going the opposite direction?
Yeah. Looks like your controls have been inverted.
Oh, I prefer to race that way, actually.
Oh, great. Looks like somebody's fucking with us.
Hold on.
Hey, Zorthox.
Like just turn it upside down.
Yeah, let me look at your bottom.
I look at his bottom. Is there something
it's
on it?
So,
yeah, there's
it's
a
so
little
tight
square device that with like a little blinking light on it.
I fly over. I remove it.
Hit it with a bottle.
What?
Bottle me, baby.
Don't
survive beer.
You have to hit it with a
bottle. Jam a bottle into it. I'm going to pour a little beer on it. Pour one out for my homie.
Shake it up a little bit first.
I gotta hold it in front because, you know, the air.
So when you go to grab it, it feels like it's magnetized to his ship. So you're gonna have to do a strength check.
I pour beer on it.
Does that do something
to lube it up?
It's electronic. It's fucked.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. You pour beer on it. I'm trying to figure out how you pour beer in a full speed race, but
in front of
he
it,
spits
you get,
it out
okay,
his face.
You get a little beer on it. And it doesn't seem to be impacting the device.
All right, it's fine. I pull out my gun and I shoot it.
Okay. Roll me an attack and just don't botch.
Hey, that's a violation.
Are you sure you're not American,
botch.
Brother?
Okay.
Because if the beer don't work, you go for the gun.
So
no,
you
I'm not.
Fire,
I'm not American. I'm just a coward.
You fire a shot.
It's like square rectangles.
You fire a shot at the bottom of Zorthox's, you know, pad. And it seems like it is startled everybody else. They were not expecting a gunshot.
Hey, sorry guys, just removing a little hardware.
It backfired.
As you're upside down.
Yeah. And he's literally holding a gun. Alright, so it seems like the device has been rendered non-functional.
Alright, Zorthox, now do my bottom.
I'll do yours.
And I invert.
Shoot into his bottom.
What's this? Shoot right into my bottom.
How
Zorthox.
Close are you guys together when you're inverting?
We're doing it
feet.
Safely.
Yeah.
Okay.
At really
high
speeds.
Because when you go to try and invert, your pad really wants to merge with his pad.
Okay, then I don't. I do the opposite direction of that.
Okay, so you pull away.
It's like when you're in like a video game and the controls start being inverted and you're like, oh, come on now. So now I do the opposite.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pilot wings.
But you want to roll to see if they notice that?
What?
That I'm flipping
the
over?
Are...
I'm not hiding it.
I mean, they don't really care. They're more worried about trying
literally
not
has
to
two
wreck.
Of them out.
I'm mostly here to get drunk and survive.
Oh, that's
not
that's
necessarily
my daily life,
in that order.
Yeah, what do you guys' racing uniforms look like?
Oh. You guys had spray painted your rides last time.
Yeah.
But oh, did we talk about it?
Well, Joran had a thing that was covering everything up because he put a mustache on his screen so Bendelfleur wouldn't know he was there.
I think it's working out pretty well.
Mustaches make you go faster.
Yours is red, right?
Mine's red.
Mine was a playoff of the Grim Reaper.
But that was
Grim Peeper.
Your
that
pad.
Was the Grim Peeper. Yeah.
That was your pad, not your racing uniform. Yeah.
I look like a Death Eater from Harry Potter.
With the frayed cloak and shit. Nice.
Just forward. Naruto running.
There's smoke
forward.
Coming out. You're narrative running as an eight-armed octopus.
Yes.
A Death Eater or a Dementor?
A Dementor, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not
good job speaking Philip there, John.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, both wear black clothes, but you're
so
right.
So you go in reverse, but you just keep far, far away from him. And, yeah, you could see the device. You just fire a shot.
I didn't roll a one.
It's a little harder since he's not right on top of it. It's not a hard shot.
I got a nine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little harder than a nine. You just miss.
Oh, hold on.
You misjudge because of the speed.
It's a hard nine. Let
me try that again.
And again, everyone is startled that you fired a gun at another rider.
Like, we can literally die on these rocks in any second. You're like, oh, no, a gun.
That's a 14 this time.
Okay, you hit the device, which causes it to go off, and then your pad starts to return back to normal. You notice that the droids, drones, whatever you want to call them at the top, they're starting to flash red, so you probably shouldn't fire any more shots for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not shooting at anyone, just myself,
ourselves.
Just each other.
So
that's how they play.
Okay.
Is this race like we're on a team and we get points for placing, or what?
No, the winner gets...
We get points for surviving.
First place. Yeah, you guys place bets.
Survive.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
Surviving gets you money because you guys bet on that because most people don't survive.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually making a cross also, you know, does stuff.
The sign of the cross? We're
wearing sunglasses, hat, backwards hat.
What kind of hat?
Hawaiian shirt.
You're the flying Hawaiian?
No, I look like a hockey bro.
He looks like,
is that what a hockey
Jason
looks
like?
The guy from Limp Bizkit.
You watch hockey.
Fred Durst. Wes Borland. Do you want me to keep going?
Letter Kenny. The hockey bros. You've never seen it? All right.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Like sunglasses, backwards hat, just Hawaiian shirt that's open, shorts, sandals.
You're just, that's he who is Steve.
Yeah, yeah, I look like Steve.
Stop making fun of our patron Steve.
Demon Steve.
Just Steve. Steve. He goes by Steve, Steve now.
Steven. Yeah.
So, Yokish, what are you doing, anything special?
Is my tampon acting up? Is it leaking or anything? Is it good?
Oh, yours. Oh,
it's a pad, not a tampon. Jesus Christ!
I upgraded because I'm
an adult. Women's Anatomy by Yokish.
Do you have a thing on your bottom?
I constantly have a thing on my bottom.
Is it if your you flip beak? Around, there is a device on your bottom, but you don't seem to be noticing any sort of issues.
Yep. Can I bend forward my body and try to look underneath my own pad?
Yeah, he's fucking octopus. He can, like, get through the thing the size of a quarter.
I guess you could. You could just reach around the steering column and
reach
underneath.
Yeah, give yourself a reach around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's holding on to your tentacles anyways. I'm sure it will rip those off.
I'm going to use my torg plot to...
no one knows what that is. Torg plot.
I'm pretty sure
Fun fact, octopuses can regrow arms.
Oh, I know. We're going to figure that out. I got a laser whip.
Okay.
Could I try to laser whip that and yank it off?
You can try. So, like, you're flying around Naruto running, like not a Death Eater, but a Dementor. The problem is you're not looking where you're going while you're doing
and
this.
And you've got eight arms all just, like, behind you.
You might run into something.
It's a straightaway, right?
No, it's a curve with rocks.
One of them is holding a whip, and you're just going to, like, whip it towards your taint, but underneath your board.
It's like Casino
Octopuses
Royale, where the guy was hitting him in the dick, like, underneath the chair. That's what you're doing with the
super strong taints.
Unrippable.
Unrippable.
Because
they don't
beak.
Actually have taints.
And if it does rip, it regrows.
Yeah.
If it does rip, it's
stronger.
Free.
Okay.
Under 20 minutes or less.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to try to strength off that fucking device.
Okay, with your laser whip.
Yeah, can I whip behind me?
You can try.
Like I'm trying to speed myself up by whipping myself
in the balls.
Like
you're Adam Sandler going through whipping yourself in the ass while you like jog forward.
Or is that something he does constantly?
You've never seen that?
Roll an attack like a disadvantage because you're attacking behind you where you're not looking?
Like with a riding crop?
Yeah. But
and
it's a laser whip.
Flip it up under and hit this thing.
Okay, I got an 18.
Okay.
And then I got a natural 1.
So you hit it.
So you hit one of the boosters in the back of your pad.
I got 2.
Yeah, you still got 1 that works. The other one is non-functioning, so you're only going about half as fast as you should be going.
Got it.
And there's a large plume of smoke that shoots out the back.
That probably fucks with everyone else.
Does AJ see this?
Oh, yeah, you all saw it.
Oh, does the crowd get scared? Because they heard a wicked crack of a whip.
Yes, everyone was like, oh, you have a speaker in your Game Boy.
He sabotaged himself.
Yeah. He's trying to give himself a disadvantage for a comeback.
So weird.
Mighty Casey all over again.
Giving everyone else a handicap.
This really thickens the Tor plot. So,
Yakish. Okay. This is AJ.
God, do I have my comms on? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, you guys haven't gone yet this roll season, so do you think I could try to fix your...
You got to talk louder.
Fix it while you're
screamings.
Flying?
The screamings into my brains are a little bit loud right now. Yeah,
is
no,
it,
you
does
got...
it look like broken Rion repair, or can I like...
Let me look at it.
He
reset
fucked
it
up pretty hard. It's not like a reset, but like...
So I hit it with the whip.
Yeah.
Right? That's what broke it?
Yeah, the laser whip, yeah.
So then the electricity from the laser whip would have probably fixed it? I think we should do a high-low on
that. Not that works.
I'm sorry, are you a space engineer?
Yeah,
that's the whip that broke it. That'll be the whip.
Laser drive.
High-low, Dennis.
Yes.
It's fixed.
I got mechanical engineering.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'll take a look at it.
You could try and repair a pad while in full-speed flying.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm going to do instead? On my turn that I have
dangerous.
Right now?
Yeah.
I push it
North X, do you know? I'm going to toss my bracelet of repair to my friend Yakish. That you said I had last episode.
Yeah.
Voice and head.
Okay.
Like a frisbee.
It's not what that does, but okay.
You got a boomerang?
It does.
Doesn't that only fix yours?
It does. Oh, well then fuck off, I ain't doing that.
It's supposed to, if your ship falls apart, it puts itself back together underneath you. So if you put it on his, it would just leave you and go under his feet.
Well, that's terrible. Never mind.
Okay.
Don't we all have that?
No. You all have a thing where it'll form a ball around you so you don't die when it...
Yeah.
Or at least it'll lessen the damage.
That's the emergency ball.
Yeah, the emergency ball.
What's this other ball that I have? Maybe it starts with a G?
Ball you
Ooh,
have.
Goo ball.
Goo
I got
ball.
Goo balls.
Goo ball, yeah, you can shoot goo out the back.
Anyway, I'm going to hit my nitro then. Fuck you guys. Later, Yakish. I tried to save you, but voice and head said I was stupid.
I also have that same voice in my hands.
All right, so
weird. Must only happen in ghosts.
So you use your boost on this turn?
Yep.
All right, so then you advance into the last part of the
You say I'm in last place after I use my boost?
You advance into the last part of this
valley.
You're going
the wrong direction, brother.
There's a lot of rocks, so just roll me a dex.
I also want to scrape the bottom on the rock to get the device off me. You hear me, voice and head?
No, I'm not listening to you.
Boys, hey, boys.
He's trying to remember a core concept about the season.
Well, I
think it's Dex.
For what?
Piloting.
Dex. Okay. It is.
I was just asking if there was a pilot. Yeah,
there
so
is.
Roll me piloting.
It's Dex based.
Sure.
I got 19.
Yeah, so you avoid the large mounds of rocks.
More importantly, the thing that I said to you while you weren't listening, voice and head.
What was that?
Was that as I'm nitroing around the rocks in the turn.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to scrape my bottom to get the device off me.
Intelligence?
Well, that's my highest stat, so that should be fine. How is it? 15.
You could judge it well enough.
Plus 4. Yeah.
Yeah. So even with your lagging controls, you manage to just skim the top of a rock, and you kind of see this little blinky thing just kind of shoot off behind you and tink, 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 tink into the sand.
See you later, Tony Pepperoni.
Yeah. So the valley had curved to the left on the last one, but with your boost, you immediately go into the right turn, avoid the big rocks, and you see this large cave in front of you. So you see that's the next section. Now you know, because we talked about this last time, caves, no cameras in there, so...
Jack off as you will.
Jack off as you will. No consequences. All right,
so spread your ranch seeds.
So you're basically a turn ahead of everybody else.
For the sake of the mechanics... What does my goo ball do?
It shoots goo out the back. It's like a...
It doesn't, like, fly. It, like, just goes flies backward. It doesn't, like, hover or anything.
It's like spraying tar out the back of your pad.
Well, I also have tar.
What?
So what's the difference?
Yeah, he's got both.
Why do you have both?
Because
you gave
said
me tar
so.
And goo ball.
He's the lesbian
I definitely
mafia racist.
I said the goo was like tar.
You.
Somebody read the minutes.
Play the tape.
Okay.
I took the minutes, and therefore...
Yeah, you guys barely wrote it down anyways. He wrote, I don't even... Trog plot or some shit.
Well, I'm
plot
not
armor.
Him.
Trog plot armor.
Because I'm a trog.
Was it a number? Did you write down a number?
Yeah, I have one tar and one goo ball.
Don't know what your goo ball is, buddy.
Well, that's why I asked.
Because the tar was goo that you shot out the back that was red.
So you have two goo balls.
So, yeah.
Well, would the goo ball be like a projectile forward? Kind of like a red shell in Mario Kart?
I do.
That's the thing.
And I remember there being three of them.
I have a bracelet, a pair,
three
an emergency ball,
three
a goo
special.
Ball, a blood tar, and three nitros.
Yeah, he's got the bracelet that puts itself around him. Or not around him, but underneath of him. The tar
out
the back.
Argue about this.
Did you want a harpoon gun? Was that what it was?
I thought I got the harpoon.
Yeah, didn't we?
No, you got a magnet because you hate harpoons because you're an octopus.
That's right.
But everyone else got harpoons, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And yeah.
So maybe I have a goo ball and a harpoon gun.
Small bags with those crystal shards.
You did that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's collapse this tunnel.
Yeah, get through and collapse that tunnel.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to do anything besides be happy that I nitrated once.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, so then it moves into the... Now, by this point...
Someone has a red powder
smoke
thing.
That's what I have.
Smoke screen, yeah.
Because I wrote blood tar, and that must mean red powder smoke screen.
That blood tar was
that
a goo that you shot
out
the back.
Jesus. AJ, you're so smart.
So the slower ships have already lagged behind, so they're like one turn, like an entire section of like race behind. It's the rest of you guys are more together.
I got a question.
Sure.
What if I want to jump on someone else's pad and take control?
Yeah, because he's going half speed, so how is he with the pack?
I wouldn't do it outside.
Well, I know. I'm going to do it in the tunnel.
Yeah.
I got a plan.
Okay.
We got a plan, too.
The problem
you
is...
Better hurry up, Yaki.
Because you're lagging behind, because you're going half speed, so you're going to be with, like, the losers.
Just use your magnets, bro.
Just steal from the losers,
just
bro.
Just magnetize to a faster pad to be like,
exactly.
Can't hurt me out here, buddy.
That's a good idea. I got an idea.
Okay.
Way to go, Zorthax.
All right.
I've got another idea.
So, I got two ideas so, now.
That idea is stupid. I got a great idea.
The valley stopped moving towards the left and now moves back towards the right, as I was telling Washington. There is a big pile of rocks. There's some space to the left and right and a little bit of space above it, but there's not a ton of space before it sort of would pass over those EMP laser shooty droid things. So... this is basically the last turn before you go in the cave, so what do you guys want
to
do?
I'm magnetizing myself to the closest enemy rider.
All right.
Where's he going?
I got a cool plan. Super gonna work.
Excellent.
Do you want me to do a leadership check for you?
Yeah.
All right, everyone, before we go into the darkness of the abyss, this cavern of pain and sadness, I just want you guys to know that, like, don't fuck this up.
And yeah, everyone gets to add a d6 to their next
is
roll.
Is it next
roll?
Yeah,
chosen
roll.
Roll.
Okay, next chosen.
That's why we have comms, baby.
So you magnetize. It looks like not one of the high-end enemies, but middle of the pack, so it's still a pretty good pad, but you magnetize to it and your pad wings sort of stick together.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's just like, hey, man, what are you doing? Get off my pad!
Who is it, Tony?
Gabagool.
No, it's not. He's got a high-end razor.
What's his name?
Jeremy Blevins.
Gabacooled.
Gabacooled?
Gabacooled.
Is he also a Postonian?
Nope.
Phil, do you have part of the thing over there? These are...
No. He doesn't have the leader. The leader's in there.
Those...
But
the leader's good.
Racist.
I know.
Some of those pages are front and back.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like... The moment where it stops telling me about classes and starts just like, these people, they meet for life. Nope. Wrong one.
So,
yeah, anything that says sugar booze, out of here.
So you,
my sugar booze.
Get your sugar booze out of here.
You're magnetized to the other guy's
yes.
pad.
Uh-huh.
I need you to roll me a piloting skill because now you're stuck together and there's a rock coming.
18.
Both of you somehow, like, he's just like, ah, and he moves it and you manage to move just above the rocks and then back down over it as you're about to enter into the cave system.
Yeah, yeah, that is very good, that's how I want it.
But you're still towards the back of that group.
Oh, I know, I just want to get into the cave.
Sure.
And
well, they're going to go in the cave before you, though.
Well, I know, that's kind of, well, I mean, they're last, not the last place, but I mean, you know, about 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 1d6 on next roll.
Okay. Zorthos.
After I did it.
Oh, so...
So did you use it?
You would have already used it, yeah.
But then would I... Would it make a difference if...
It didn't make any difference. Zorthox.
Yeah, yeah, six.
There's no limit to how many times you can do that. So just keep talking.
Yeah. Zorthox, what are you doing?
Going forward.
And all right, roll me a piloting skill.
Is it 24?
Yeah. So you easily avoid the rocks. Do you want to do, like, any sort of fancy trick for the audience?
Nah.
Okay. Just... slowly above.
I've
slowly
already set
down.
My intentions for the day. Like, I'm good.
Okay. Just on your way. So you're more towards the cave now as well. Joran.
Yeah, yeah. I got a 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have proficiency bonus in this.
That's all right. So yeah, you easily also avoid it.
Oh, wait.
19, because I forgot
also
to use my
good.
Roll.
Sure.
So I'm just gonna like go to the right and
just go to the side. So you're also
slide
towards
to
it.
The left.
So Washington, I want to call him Chunky so bad. I got
AJ.
AJ, yeah.
Chongus.
Arj.
AJ, you're going
AJ
into the
Chonkington.
Cave. Oops, that's out of order.
General AJ Chonkington.
Yeah.
So
that's my official title.
So you're going into the cave already, Washington, because you used the boost to get through. And it looks like there's a ton of stalactites and stalagmites all over the place. So this is going to be a little bit more skilled in terms of avoiding things. So roll me a piloting check.
Which we, of course, said was dexterity.
Yes.
Don't forget your plus d6.
Mm-hmm. Well, do I get to keep it, or I just have to use it?
You have to use it.
Oh, shit. I should have used that.
Well, thank God. How is a...
What'd you say?
I said I got a 14, because okay. I got a 6 on the D6. Thank God.
Yeah, you're narrowly avoiding the stalactites and stalagmites. It's maybe filling you with a little bit of anxiety, because you're getting so close to all these things.
I do hate driving.
Yeah.
That's what robots are for.
But you're noticing that there is a sharp turn in the cave coming up. So mm-hmm. that'll be on the next round. And then it'll be around to you guys. So Joran and Zorthox, you're going to go in the cave first
mm-hmm.
before Yokish over here. So
yeah, let's throw these rocks.
Where's
these crystals.
Where's Yokish?
Back there.
He's coming.
He's coming?
Don't yeah. worry about me. I've got the plan.
He's got a plan. All right. Do you want me to yeet and you'll skeet?
Sure.
All right.
I got my skeeter.
You know what? I just really think everyone's a tremendous person. Add that D6.
Wait.
Add that D6. Okay. I'm gonna yeet.
Okay.
Do you inspire yourself?
I do. I got a 22. No, that's 24.
So you just
yeet.
You're throwing it up at like the
one of them behind me.
Okay.
So that when it
the entrance of the
yeah
cave.
Yeah.
Okay. But the top.
Yes.
Okay. So the entrance to that cave is 40 feet tall, so it might have enough time for Yokish to get in. Maybe.
I got the plan.
So you toss it up.
It's going to teleport.
It hits the lip of the cave and immediately explodes.
Oh, I guess you don't need to shoot it.
Good thing I already rolled.
I said they're very volatile, but...
I was thinking, like, throw it up, and then he could, like, skeet shoot it.
You know what? I'll let you skeet shoot it anyway.
Well, if it's going to blow up anyway, I might as well use my roll for throwing mine.
But it might be cooler.
Nah.
Nobody's going to see it.
We're not here to be cool.
Point?
We're here to be effective.
That's fair.
Humans.
All right. So you toss it up. It causes this explosion. It looks like the rocks are about to cave in on the area, the entrance, so it might cover it too much for other... drivers to get in. All right.
And I got a 25 to throw mine.
Are you just throwing it at a different like part of the lip of the cave?
Yeah.
Or? Okay. So you both sort
collapse.
Of like pick opposite corners almost. And so the whole thing's starting to like collapse in on itself behind
yeah.
you guys.
Flying V.
Yeah. So you guys enter into the cave.
Eat rocks.
Good thing octopuses can go through very tight spaces.
Did you say active
me.
Puss?
Roll me a
there's a
deck save.
There's an active puss.
Both Zorthox and Joran.
That's
you mean a Democrat?
Yes. A 20, not okay. natural.
So you turned around and yeeted this stuff up and then turned back around. Oh fuck, stalagmites! And then and then you avoid. Yeah.
Hold on, I have things written wrong.
Okay.
I wrote
is it Clorkplock?
No, I wrote plus 3 for my dex, and that's wrong. It's plus 7, so 19.
How is your dex plus 7?
Because my dex ability score is 18, and I have proficiency on that saving throw because of my class.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Noish.
You wrote the races. You should know those.
The racists.
That had nothing to do with races.
That was classes. That was
you
also
wrote
the classes. I don't believe in numbers.
Muslim conspiracy.
What did you say, 19?
Yeah.
So same thing. You yeet up, turn around, and go around these stalagmites and stalactites.
They came up with the concept of zero to turn everyone who's not them into nothing.
Sorry, I just had to.
That's fair.
Good. Yeah, all right, I'm good.
AJ tweets that out.
So, Yokish, you notice these rocks are starting to collapse in. You might make it, but the flyer that you're attached to is not super fast.
It's not even how you say his name.
Is it faster than his half fast?
Yakish. Thank you.
Yakish.
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 Yucky quiche.
Quiche is just breakfast pie.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Okay.
Quiche.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going.
You know what? As you're trying to figure out what you're going to do, we're going to take a break.
But I know what I'm about to do.
Hello, Patreon subscribers. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, for right now, everything's staying the same, from $1 all the way up to $50. However, starting January 2021, we're going to be changing the Patreon around quite a bit. Some levels will be leaving, some levels will just be changing, and other levels are coming in that didn't exist previously. So keep an eye out at patreon.com/botchedpodcast. We'll have more details to follow. But for now, feel free to subscribe over at patreon.com/botchpodcast, to get access to those rewards before they go away. Also, check out the live show over at twitch.tv/botchedpodcast every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out old episodes on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast as well as on YouTube at botchedpodcast. Anywho, let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
Guys!
What are you doing,
Previously Yaki? On Dentists.
Drill talk.
This is drill talk.
I'm going to overpower him and take his pad from him.
All right, strength. Are you
trying
to strong
outside
or?
Of the water?
Well, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to take out one of my sleeping darts and jab him in the neck with it.
Okay, roll an attack.
And then what I'm going to say is, oh, bless your fucking heart.
Did you add your d6?
No.
Bless your fucking heart.
Okay, do you want... So, technically, it's a sleeping dart. So would it be dex? Or since I'm jabbing it...
And it's like a dagger. So, I mean, I'm
it's
gonna
a sleeping dart.
I'm
so figured...
I know, but you're holding it in your hand.
Yeah,
so I'm treating it like
weapon.
A dex.
It's versatile?
I'm treating it like dex.
Okay, cool. I wish that we could chat a little longer, but I have an old friend for dinners, and I stab him in the fucking neck!
Ah!
With a 20.
Wait, you ate your friend?
What?
You can't hear me. My comms are closed.
Okay.
Shit. What's the damage on a sleeping dart?
One. It's just one damage.
G4?
Plus strength.
Plus your dex.
He then has to roll a con save to not fall asleep immediately.
D4 plus dex?
No.
One
it's
plus
one
dex.
Plus dex.
Five.
Okay, one.
One plus my dex score. 18?
I'm just trying to win.
So you stab him in the neck with a dart. He does not seem immediately affected by the sleepy
cool.
Time.
Cool. I get two attacks, and I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
With
a different dart?
Darts. Yeah, different
okay.
Dart. Yeah,
okay. Same one. Just
now it's just like, nope. Now I'm
22.
I'm committed.
And I'm this time?
Two darts, two mer.
No. What kind of, what's his race?
Wow. He looks like a cybernetic human.
What?
His human parts
he's
will
a human
fall,
with
fall
some
asleep.
Metal part. Yeah, like his.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Jab him in his juggalo.
So I get him right in the spine, right in the back of the neck.
Okay.
Right in the old spinal cord.
What'd you roll for that? It was like 20 something?
Yeah, it was a 22.
Okay.
Five more sleepy damage.
I'm giving him disadvantage. This is the
straight to the central nervous system.
But right in the brain stem.
So
you got a dart in your neck, man.
He doesn't save the second one. He's like, two darts, two murder. And just falls off the bat. But he doesn't. His feet don't unclip. So he's just.
Yeah, because he's got robot feet.
He's just dangling
he's
from
flopping.
The back of his pad.
You got a floppy pad.
So that's what's happening right now. And the pad's starting to drift a little bit.
Get on that pad, brother.
Just ride him. Get on his
all
feet.
Right. So here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to use my movement to move myself onto his pad, disconnect mine, and I'm going to use all six of my testicles.
Okay.
Tentacles.
To pull him up over me like it's a Sean. I'm going to step on his feet, and I'm going to try to drive him.
Sure.
But also... I'm going as fast as I can because I don't want to hit
sure,
that fucking
rock
wall.
Are you teaching him how to make a clay pot?
I want you to roll
it
for me.
It would be more like he's trying to teach me how to do a clay pot.
I want you to roll for me sleight of hand for all these things to be happening.
He's wearing
Why
him like
are you
a
wearing
sweater.
That ridiculous
I got a plus four to sleight of hand.
Good.
Okay.
My Donnie Darko.
It's not like I'm trying to pick a stat to fuck you.
20?
Yeah. So you do. You just slink on into, you pull him over you. You turn the magnet off of your ship so it just drifts off and...
Does it explode and fuck up other people behind me?
It doesn't. It just
does
drops
it
to the ground
the
and skids around and...
Damn it.
Pff, doesn't even have a cool explosion. Just skids to a stop.
That's fine.
Because, yeah, it just dropped like a sack of potatoes. Mm. But, yeah, so you speed... I mean, you're going as fast as you can. You do manage to get a little faster because you're not dragging a dead weight of another... pad with you, and roll me a deck save.
Because someone hit a slag mite above him?
No, because the ceiling's collapsing around him.
That's tight would be the great. Correct response.
An 8.
An 8?
Yep.
That's not good.
Nope.
It's not good. So you actually, not smash, but sort of like cram the pad into the ground to avoid the falling rocks, and you get hit with a few of them.
Hold on.
What?
Would I have the opportunity to then throw the guy back off me like I was taking off a cool cape and the rock smash him to death behind me?
I mean, he's just going to go flat.
That's fine. I mean,
it's gonna hit,
but he's a robot, so he's heavy.
He got heavy robot bones.
Just unclip his feet.
You ride
and
your,
then the
you
added weight makes him more agile.
Your pad. I'll ride.
You just got 8 prehensile appendages.
Just.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I didn't think about that.
Or you could just weekend at Bernie's him the whole time.
I kind of want to.
You take
wear him over like a sweater that's too hot for.
You take 6 damage from some rocks just sort of like tinking into you.
Me?
Yeah, you personally. Your ship takes 2 damage.
All right, I got a serious question, guys.
Uh-huh.
Even though I've been drinking, should I buy a foot-tall plush Baby Yoda?
What? What's the price on that Baby Yoda?
It's $19.
Oh, yeah.
$19?
I don't see why you haven't bought it already.
Well, I don't trust
proceed
it.
To check out.
It's
here we
too
go.
Cheap.
All right, thank you.
You also need to get it a sweet but light hat.
You're not wrong. You're going to be my co-pilot from the streams.
That'll be my new thumbnail picture for all my social media. Baby Yoda wearing a Bud Light hat.
Smoking a Swisher Sweet. All right. So, yeah,
no, he's too cool for that. He only vapes.
Did you toss
Clobes.
Did you toss the guy off your shoulders?
Or? Yeah, and I unhooked his feet so that he would fall behind.
Okay, so yeah, he just gets smashed in the rock slide and dies.
Yeah. He vapes cloves?
Yeah. That he gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, cloves of garlic.
Yeah, that's or just like cloves that you would get to cook with.
I should have got you
on Friday.
High.
Here we go.
So, AJ Washington, you're
high as a honey baked ham.
You're up first, but you're
raw cloves of garlic in a bog.
That's how Italians get high.
At least dry it first, brother.
I'll free base garlic.
So
you get a dad rig and you get the torch. You're like, oh, man, I'm just.
No, dude. You come in. I've got the cap of an olive oil bottle. And I'm lighting the bottom and I'm just stirring it around.
Well, no. Inside of that bong is a mixture of olive oil and ranch dressing. That's how you get garlic ranch face.
It's Italian-American bong.
Say it's
fusion. It's a fusion bong.
Olive oil
anyway,
and balsamic.
All right. Hold on. AJ's turn. Shut up.
There are no
AJ,
turns.
There's a sharp turn that's right now, but your navigation is alerting you that there is a thin rock wall in front of you and that you should be able to just go straight through to the other side if you so desire. If
break
you,
on I'm a break on through to the other side.
You can either try and physically break on through or you could try and shoot it. Up to you how you want to do that.
There's no cameras here?
No cameras in the cave.
I'm going to shoot it.
All right.
It's a crit 20.
Okay. You do. You fire. Roll me whatever the damage is on your weapon.
It's 1 plus your dex.
2 shots I make till this rock wall swells up and breaks like Clint Eastwood, and I rolled max damage on my laser rifle with an 12.
So you fire
and 12.
You fire a couple shots, and it does when it hits it. You can see that the rock wall starts to crack and crumble, and then collapses a bit. And there's a very large door-sized hole that's in the way, so you can't go in horizontally. You're going to have to go in vertically.
Well, fuck yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right. Roll me a piloting skill.
Hopefully I didn't waste my only crit of the race
but.
To shoot a rock wall.
Decapitate.
16.
Yeah, you're fine. So you managed to move your pad vertical, and you just sort of like move your head a little bit, and the wall's just right by your face.
Like it's on top of a train.
The other group, so you... Zorthax and Zorthox and Joran, you are still together with the rest of the high-end racers. Mm-hmm. None of them have been taken out yet so far. And you're coming up on that same sharp turn.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he's a little bit in front of you at this point. Mm. Are you doing anything to the other racers?
Remember, you're in it to skin it.
There are no cameras?
No cameras.
Well, at the beginning of every round, before everybody else goes, I get to take my attack turn.
Okay.
That's what it says in my class.
What's your class?
Gunslinger.
Okay.
I want to shoot out the wall.
Okay.
Now I get to go first. Those are the rules. Now I'm going to shoot the other people.
Okay. I'm going to make that hole bigger. I don't want to go vertical. He goes high, we go low.
We go right through.
Persian one, as a 19 to hit.
Was there anybody in particular you were trying to target?
Yakish. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, we made it, did you?
Tommy
he
Salami.
Spins around and starts firing at the floor.
I bet against you making it.
No.
They send one of us to the factory. We should have one of those to the morgue.
Pepperoni man, if he's here.
Oh, yeah. Pepperoni's in there.
I'm going to shoot pepperoni.
All right.
Does a 19 hit him?
Yes, it will hit him.
That's a lot of dice.
I missed. I lost my other D4. There it is.
Here, just add one, too.
Hey, that's my D4.
What? How'd that get in my head?
Oh, that's weird. Hey.
Math is hard, guys.
Meth makes me hard.
17 damage.
Yeah, so you hit this guy. Let's see if it fucks him up. It does fuck him up a little bit, and he ends up running a little bit into one of the stalagmites, and you just can see bit. That it causes some damage to his pad.
All right, another shot.
To his brain.
Right, same guy or different guy?
Same guy.
All right.
That's a 15.
That one will not hit.
Well, third shot.
Tony Pepperoni.
Like...
Clint Eastwood talking to a chair.
No.
Plus pistols akimbo.
Guns akimbo. Driving with the guns out. Anyway, that's an 18.
That one will just barely hit.
Good thing it's my primary. Using all my D4s.
18 is AC, confirmed.
For that guy, yeah.
16.
So you hit him this time, and it hits him in the stomach. He doubles over a little bit. He's not dead, but his pad barely moves. So he was sort of readying for another hit, so he doesn't run into anything. But he does look like he's pretty badly wounded at this point.
Good.
Joran?
I believe that everyone is doing what they should be doing in accordance with the rules of the universe. And those rules are chaos. Let's do it.
I've been teaching him well.
Nobody gets a D6 this turn. I'm not feeling very leadery.
You guys are okay.
You guys are like...
just okay.
He used that one last week.
You heard it before.
It's pretty.
All right, anyway, I'm going to shoot...
Tony Pepperoni? Yeah. Or a different person? There's a fair number of people in there with you.
How many's fair?
There's a total of...
There's a fair?
Yeah, yeah.
50.
17. Mm. Sorry.
In the front pack?
13. I forgot you guys count towards. No, no, 17. Yeah, there's 17.
I thought you guys count as people.
Me too.
You guys basically cut off all the medium and low skilled flyers, so it's all just the high end.
People that can afford.
There's not like one lucky, you know, middle-aged father trying to impress
there was,
his son.
There was in the race.
I'll raise a kid. That will be my prize.
You know what?
His name is Felipe.
He did just skim under. It's this old man with aviator goggles and a scarf. And it's just this rickety old flyer.
And
just
his dentures are going everywhere.
Well, I'm going to
show him how he used to do it in the old days.
He's going. In the
now
back.
That's pod racing.
Silver racer.
I rolled a 98.
Grandpa
which
Joe.
Is his age.
Which is his age.
I won't let you down, Jimmy.
This is the first
Hoffa.
Day.
Jimmy Hoffa.
The
Jimmy
first day
Hoffa.
He's been out of
they
bed.
I got the golden
the last
ticket.
80 years.
Yeah. He's got bed
Grandpa
sores.
Joe.
It's Grandpa Joe.
I've got
I want
a golden ticket.
To death.
I've been gaming the socialist safety net for my entire life. That's why I have bed sores.
All right, I'm
shooting
gonna
Grandpa Joe.
I'm not shooting him. I want him on our crew. I want him to come with us. Fuck his family.
Call him Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe's coming with us.
If he makes it.
If he survives.
If he makes it.
Then we put him in a robot body. Anyway, let's.
Guys, I have a new.
I'm gonna call shot one of the people in front of me. That's not Pepperoni.
Okay, so one of like the.
The other people.
Do you want to go for one of the crime boss family flyers or just one of the other elites? Doesn't matter to you.
Do you want a head press on your head, brother? You don't touch those crime boss families.
It's no cameras, so how would they know?
He already has
he
a
doing
price on his fucking head.
Yeah, he also
I already
does.
Have a price on my head.
And so does Sal.
Anyway, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to call shot to try and hit one of their engines.
Which one?
Crime family.
Crime family.
An 18.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
For...
You said crime family?
Yeah.
Okay.
11 damage. That was
damage.
A cult shot.
Oh, where?
The engine.
So the engines are in the back.
Like one of the thrusters, yeah. I mean, I'm behind them, so.
Well, you guys were all like sort of.
Well, then I.
Oh, we're, okay. We're like the assholes that walk down the sidewalk right next to each other.
Yeah.
All what, a boy band?
People coming.
Yeah.
All right, so you shoot the engine.
K-pop band.
And it causes a pretty large explosion. There's a fireball. The guy is currently on fire.
Yeah, but he's a demon, and that kind of is always how he does it.
And he's not doing well with it.
Sorry.
He's flailing wildly through all these stalactites and stalagmites as he's just sort of...
He's gonna be fine.
He's just hitting one after another after until finally one just takes his head right off.
Yo!
But and this flyer just...
At least it was quick. Anyway, and I look at a different one, and I go, hey, you too!
The engine?
No, yeah, but I miss.
Okay.
I think. Because I got a 15.
With the minus two? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it does not hit.
Yeah. Okay, I miss.
Pew! Okay, so one of the mob family pulls up a device and goes, tink, and only Yokish sees this, because you guys have already passed that point. But all these cables just... through the sides and up and down, so there's like this spider web of cables that are in the way as you're flying towards it. You and Grandpa Joe, because you're the only two in the back.
I'm hoping Grandpa Joe's got heat vision.
Yeah.
And Jack.
He's fucking Kryptonian.
So they all start shooting at each other, but no one's really good at flying through stalactites while also firing shots. The... crime bosses are going to shoot at Joran and Zorthox.
Evasive maneuver.
Haven't heard my name. That's good.
What's your AC? Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to hit you, but what's your AC, Joran?
15.
That's definitely going to hit you. Okay, and the second one's going for Zorthox. And what's your AC, Zorthox? I don't think it's going to hit.
16.
Oh, no, never mind. I take it back. It's going to hit. Okay.
So. Unless my demon skin gives me extra AC.
Demons. Joran, you take 9 damage.
I'm fine with it.
Roll me a dex save to make sure that you don't go off course.
Critical 20.
Don't even fucking notice.
I fucking dance.
You, in fact, just zipper. You do like a barrel roll for funsies.
I'm loving life.
Yeah, and Zorthox, you take...
living it up. La vida loca.
You take 14 damage. Roll me a dex save.
Oh, 19.
Yeah, you're fine.
Not natural.
Okay, so, yawkish...
Yeah, I guess.
There's a bunch of cables in front of you.
Are they electrified?
Doesn't look like it.
No, they're
just metal cables.
Fox.
What is
Time Warner.
Time Warner.
This pad got one of those giant scissors that comes out the bottom of it. Hi.
Hi or no.
Ah, you got me, you bitch.
It doesn't. You would have been wrong anyways. I rolled a 4.
How?
The only space that you could see. I do a perception check.
Oh, no, you were telling me.
Yeah.
I see it anyway.
It's in the middle. It's tiny. It's 2 feet.
Play has progressed. All right, I'll take that. It's a 14.
You notice that in one of the corners, there's a gap between the stalactites and where the cables are. It'll be a real tight fit. Like, you're going to have to roll a real good piloting check to not take any damage on this one.
But is this where I blasted through the wall?
What is the distance of, like, the cables... Like, it's in a like a net pattern, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Only about 3 feet apart in squares.
I mean, my bike won't
Good thing
it,
octopus can get flat.
You could just...
So this is what I'll do. I'll ramp the pad up the wall and then barrel roll myself through the net, and then I'll land back onto my pad. And then Joe will be like, that's what I gotta do. He's gonna see me do it, and he's gonna try it as well.
Okay, well then I would need you to do...
I'm not doing that, you insane person.
Hey, play has progressed.
You're
I think
right.
That's a great idea.
Let's do it. And I'm going to scream back at old man Joe. Does he?
You and me, Grandpa Joe.
This is the way.
It's
Grandpa's is a little space that you can make. Okay, I don't know if that is your Parkinson's or if you are signaling to me that you can hear me. But I point up to the... And I'm doing it.
Okay. So you're gonna try and make the pad go one way. You're gonna dive through.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like it's like a half pipe, right, for skateboarding,
yes.
And I'm going to skate my way up there.
But jump through the
Jump through the net.
All right.
And then land back as my board is coming down on the other side
first
of the
roll. I think if he makes it, he levels up.
First roll is, you're going to get a few luck points. First roll is piloting.
All right.
Wait, are you gonna do like a kickflip or what?
I don't know. We'll
make
see.
It any more complicated than it already yeah. is.
A reverse ollie.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, no, I can't wait.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What's my next roll?
What was the piloting check?
It's a 14.
Okay, it's not bad.
You pilot.
Next one, man, I'm thinking acrobatics.
Am I proficient in piloting?
Since he's doing like a pencil dive, or would it be athletics?
Yeah,
I think it's acrobatics because I'm making a jump.
I think it's jumping is technically athletics, but this is I'm saying it's a fancy. I said acrobatics to begin with.
Yeah, but you're arguing against yourself.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm asking.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, acrobatics.
Okay, it's not great.
What'd you get?
First off, it's not great, but it's.
Not great.
It's better than it could be.
Okay.
Why would I not write
Are
down?
Are you proficient? I don't know.
I do not know because it did not mark which skills I'm proficient in.
Which ones are the bigger ones?
I mean,
he didn't write any numbers down. He doesn't believe
Remove your stat bonus and see if there's still a number there. If it is, you have proficiency.
He didn't write down any.
He didn't write
any
anything
skills.
Down.
I got an 11.
I see those numbers there.
Okay.
I got an 11.
All right. We've been playing D&D for 4 years now, and you don't have your fucking character
What class
sheet?
Are you?
Don't
give me that.
No. It's
give
fine.
Me your sheet.
No,
you don't have
give me your sheet.
Get out of here. I'm not proficient in it. I know I'm not proficient in it.
Phil doesn't even know how proficiency works.
So,
okay?
So
you add it to your attack rolls, right?
So.
What's your...
That's the only thing it's for.
So,
what's your thing on the ship? What do you do?
I'm
What's your class?
Just the gunners.
Gunslinger.
Nope.
Tactical?
Yes.
So it's strength and dex.
You add your proficiency.
I'm sorry, athletics, insight, intimidation, and weapons engineering.
Just kidding.
I got 11.
Okay. So you have the ship, or the pad, go up towards that corner. Looks like it's going to make it, but it's going to, like, tink a bit, so it'll go a little wonky. Minor damage to the
Good
pad.
Good thing that I'm also going wonky, so we can get through this togethers.
So it's only going to take...
One more.
Three
beer.
Damage to your pad.
Got it. 15. 5.
You totally misjudge that jump. It doesn't. You make it through, but two of your limbs don't go with.
That's fine. They'll grow back later.
Yeah. Now comes the fun. What makes this pad come back to you like.
Gravity.
It doesn't. So it's coming off the wall, right?
Yeah.
In a motion.
Like Vans.
I've got. Fucking momentum behind me. That's got momentum behind me. I've got...
You have momentum, that's true.
I've got six other testicles that I can use to try to reach out and touch face.
And touch... Oh.
Okay. So, roll me a sleight of hand.
+6, baby.
Don't fuck it up.
And as you roll that die, that's what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, Big Jim. That's not my list. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, He Who Is Steve, Big John, The Nuck, Chronic Ejax, Skinner, Shanda Panda, B-Mal, Daniel H. Lousy, Apples, Disgruntled Furniture, and Sparkle Brony 69.
Yeah.
You want to support the show and have your stupid name read at the end of every episode? Do so and support us over at patreon.com/botchpodcast.
Disgruntled Furniture, how fucking stupid of a name is that?
It's great. We salute you, He Who Is Steve.
Some haunted IKEA.
You were this episode's
Bit Commander!
Suck it, B-Mel.
Actually, it was Tell She who was in the lead until Steve showed up.
I thought B-Mel was in lead with 5-something before.
If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, or just tell your friends that we are doing this still. Thank you to Gozer for her intro and outro music.
Oh, you guys are still doing that.
More of their shit over at Gozer_music and a Bandcamp, which has... music on it that you can purchase.
Sweet.
And as always,
when your grandson gets space polio and can't ride in the great pad races, you have to buckle it up and do it yourself. Bye!
See you next week, nerds.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in real quick here at the end and add something. One of our Patreon artists is doing a Kickstarter campaign right now for a Build a Hero made out of stickers. It's a pretty cool little project. I definitely recommend checking it out. If you just Google search Kickstarter and Stick a Hero, it'll pop right up. So go check that out. I know times are tough, but that's why we got to support our struggling artists. So thanks and happy Thanksgiving if you're into all that jazz. Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
John, breathing over there.
Quit breathing.
Quit breathing.
Told you. I told you once and told you a thousand times. Stop breathing.
Not even near the mic.
How many times do we have to teach you a lesson, old man?
Looks like one more.